it was actually way back in 2009, we had a group set up, Donegal Youth and Tobacco Group. And one of the things that I suppose that we were made aware of is that one of the parents actually in the group noticed that whenever she brought her little child to the playground, there was quite a few people smoking. So we discussed it at the group meeting, and we then approached Donegal County Council, and their playground operator at that time was Barry Nealis, and they were very keen to get involved with us on a project to look about promoting smoke-free playgrounds. Yeah, so we went about kind of looking at different signages, and we ended up coming up with a sign that was encouraging parents and guardians not to smoke in areas where children play. So it's really all about trying to denormalize tobacco, especially for young people, because we know that if they do not see their parents or guardians smoking, then they're much less likely to start smoking themselves as they get older.
It's a vindication of the decision you took that this now being taken up by every other council in the country.
A lot of colleagues nationally would have certainly been interested in the area, and we were very fortunate to have a very progressive council who were also very keen to get involved. We actually did an audit last year of the 47 playgrounds owned or operated by Donegal County Council. They were actually visited by health promotion and improvement staff over a six-month period. And we actually found that nobody was found to be smoking at all in any of the playgrounds. Now, there was some evidence of packaging in some of the playgrounds, but generally speaking, it's been very much a success. Some of the signs have faded due to light and everything like that. So two things have happened. We've actually got dual signage now, so all signs are both in Irish and in English. And the council are in the process of actually reinstalling some signages in the playgrounds where they weren't of very good quality.